Good evening, I'm Bill Campbell, and welcome to Straight Talk, the radio program produced by and about students. This is the first show for the new 89-90 season for Straight Talk, and with me for the premiere show of Straight Talk, I have two students, Wendy and Stephanie, both who have run away from home at least once, if not a few more times. This is a problem that we have here in Fairbanks, just like every town in USA, I'm sure. First off, welcome. I'm glad you made it up for the first show of the season. Wendy, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Wendy. I'm 15 years old.
And are you currently living at home, or?
Yeah, I'm living at home with both my parents.
What's happened in the past?
Well, when I was doing drugs and drinking, me and my dad never got along because he was drinking, so we'd kind of be messed up and we'd try to mess with each other.
How so?
I don't know, by fighting. Tried to get in fighting matches.
Did it ever come down to that?
Yeah, that's usually what happened every night.
Every night?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do? Did you obviously ran away at least once?
he'd hit me, or it got to the point where he'd pin me down, and then there was no way I could get up. And then once he got up where I could move or run or something, I'd run out of the house and go to the next door neighbors or something and just run off.
How old were you the first time you ran away?
I think I was in 8th grade, 7th grade.
But you what, about 13 years old? 12?
Yeah, 13 or 14, I think. Yeah, 13 or 14.
Were you, as is said, using drugs?
A little bit. I was into it a little bit. I mean, not an everyday occurrence kind of thing, but once, a couple times on the weekends or whenever I could.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, and how about yourself?
Well,
you're 15?
14.
14. And are you living at home?
Yes, I am.
Currently now?
Yep.
Have you lived on your own a few times?
Not really lived. I've lived on my own. I've ran away a couple times. Well, more than a couple, but yeah.
Why? What caused you to leave home?
I just thought it was hard, you know. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, they have it easy, you know. Their parents let them go out and party and stuff like that. And then, you know, some parents are like, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, well, especially when you're using, when you're, you know, smoking pot and drinking and stuff, you want to do a lot more. And if you can't do it, you just get revenge with your parents and you run away.
Were your parents real restrictive with you?
Fairly, yeah.
For instance, what wouldn't they let you do?
Well, if they didn't like somebody, you know, they just wouldn't let me stay the night or something, you know, because they'd say, no, because you guys might do this and that, you know, so. Or when I, you know, after I run away or something, you know, I can't go to this, you know, just simple things like going to the movies and stuff like that.
And how old were you when you first started thinking about running away?
Right about the same age I am, about a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Have you, you know, you're still young enough where you obviously haven't spent years out away from home. How long were you gone for the first time?
I really don't know.
Really? Where'd you go to?
Well, usually when I run away, just, you know, if, I mean, you really don't have a place to go. Well, unless you set it up and stuff and you have it already, but if you don't have a place to go, you just find the closest place that's warm, you know. A lot of people you see that run away, they stay out on the streets and stuff. Myself, I have never stayed out on the streets.
They stay out on the streets here in Fairbanks?
Yeah.
Where do they, I mean, it's cold here in Fairbanks. Where do they go?
Well, I've noticed a couple people go down to the arcade and they'll go there all night. And, you know, they'll just hang around there until, you know, say it's time to go.
And then where do they go?
I don't know.
Just kind of wherever?
Yeah.
Do they go to school?
Well, when you're on the run, you never go to school. You just, you don't, you, if you work, you don't go to work. you know, you just don't go nowhere. You just stay. You hide. That's what you do. You just act like you're in a little corner and you hide and you don't move. You don't breathe. You don't talk on the phone. You don't call nobody because when you're on the run, you can't trust nobody, you know, except for maybe the people you're with and sometimes not even them.
What do people do for money? Do they have money?
Some people have money. And then some people, they just, you know, if they get hungry, they steal. They rip off from 7-Eleven and stuff like that.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
What usually happens to people like that?
Well, some people, they get put in foster care. Some people just end up going back home where their parents find them. And some, you know, some people just...
Jail.
Yeah.
Institutions. Or death.
That's, you talk about that so commonly. I mean...
Well, I mean, when I finally got busted for using and all that my last time I ran away, and my PO took me in for all the...
Your PO?
PO, probation officer.
Okay.
Took me in for all the crimes I had committed when I was using and abusing. And they put me in the recovery center. And they said that most people, what happened to them is they ended up in jails, institutions, or death. And if you look at it, it's true.
You said you spent 4 months away from home once?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go? Where'd you live for 4 months?
Well, at first there wasn't any real where to go. I mean, I stayed where I could, and I had lots of friends out there, or, like, Maria that works at the arcade is like a mom. I mean, everyone puts her down and all that, but she's just like a mom. She gives you a warm place, you know, free to stay, so you're not out there in the freezing cold in the middle of winter, you know. And she's just real nice. And
you know, she's come under quite a lot of scrutiny and an attack here lately.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, obviously you care about Maria a little bit. Is she someone that...
Yeah, she helped me out when I was on the run a couple of nights when I didn't have anywhere to stay. She didn't kick you out of the arcade saying, okay, you've been here too long, you know, time to go. She'd let you stay there as long as you wanted. You know, and you didn't have to play video games, and, like, once in a while she'd give you free food. She was just
what's
like
she like?
A perfect mom.
What is she like? I mean, she's like a mom, but what's she really like?
Well, if she catches kids doing drugs in there, she kicks them out. She won't let them come back in. If you catch her drinking, she kicks them out. She can be tough when she needs to be tough, but when it's time to be, you know, sensitive, she's sensitive about stuff. Which most people don't understand.
You mentioned your father before. Do you and he get along?
Now we do.
When you ran away, we were gone for 4 months, did they know where you were, your parents?
No.
Did you try getting, let him know where you were?
Towards the end, I started getting burnt out on drugs from doing them so much, and I was tired of not really having a place to stay for a long period of time. We kept getting kicked out of our apartment. I'd call my mom once in a while on the phone, you know, and say, hi, Mom, you know, what's going on?
Did you tell her where you were?
No.
Did she ask?
No, she wouldn't ask because she knows that I wouldn't have told her. Or if she, well, no, that's not true. She asked me like once or twice, and I said that I was at Super Value or something like that, using a phone. I never really told her the truth where I was.
Mar, what do you think she would have done?
Called the police and came and got me.
Really? Would that have been bad?
Well, then it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be picked up. I wasn't ready to go home yet.
Why? Were you having a good time?
Yeah.
You said we. We got kicked out of our apartment. Who are you living with? I mean, I don't need names or anything. I mean, just friends or relatives?
Friends.
How many of you were in an apartment?
Well, it got up to about 4 or 5 people down to 2. If the other people that didn't have a place to stay, we'd let them sleep on the floor or whatever, wherever there was room. We'd let people come in, sleep, have a place to crash.
How'd you come up with money to pay the rent?
we broke into a house and we stole a gun that was there and we sold it.
And that worked for a few months?
Yeah. That bought us food. No, that worked for, I think, about a month and a half until we got kicked out. Worked for food and buying drugs and selling the drugs. And paying for the rent.
Buying and selling drugs, is that easiest way to make money? Most common?
Yeah.
You're both shaking your head. Is that pretty routine?
Yeah. Most of the kids that are on the run, that's how they get their money for a place to stay. I mean, some of the kids, I mean, they play pool. They hustle for pool money, and whoever they beat or whatever, they bet on the game. And that's how they get their money.
And they really, they're pool sharks, huh? Did you, you said you broke into your home, and was it your home?
Oh, no.
Broke into a house?
Yeah, a different house.
Did you know the people at all, or?
No, not the first house.
The first house?
Not the first house. The girl that I was living with, we broke into her mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get her TV and stuff like that, and so we got that. Had something to watch.
Did you even think about when you were living on your own about working, going to school? What goes through your mind when you're living on your own? Is it just...
Well, when I was using, it was the next high. It was the next high, and when I didn't have the apartment, it was where am I going to sleep tonight? And that wasn't a real worry till the last minute.
You wouldn't... What do you mean till the last minute?
Well, I mean, like, you wake up wherever you are at 10 or 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You just kind of bum around, you know, smoke whatever, or your drug of choice or whatever. And then about when it comes to be about 12 o'clock, you're like, oh, man, I have to find a place to stay, you know.
And you think about that night? What would you do? Would you just go looking for friends, someone who you knew had an apartment?
Well, yeah, usually you'd find out where the parties are and you'd go to the parties and you'd either end up crashing there or going to a friend's house.
Something like that. For folks at home listening, if you have any questions for Wendy or Stephanie, or you just want to make a comment about anything they said, our phone lines are open tonight. Phone number here is 474-5044. We'd love any comments, any questions. Again, that number is 474-5044. Stephanie, when you lived out on your own, were you involved with using a little bit and using a lot?
When I was living away from home?
Or away from home?
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes you'd go days without eating, and the only thing that kept you alive was getting high.
How often?
About 3 or 4 times a day.
That's a...
Maybe even more. Just depends if you got enough. You know, sometimes, you know, alcohol, that's about the only thing you'd get. Better take it, you know. If you didn't have nothing to eat, you know, and stuff. And, like, and most of the people that, you know, when they run away and stuff, if they're not using by the time they run away, they will be, you know. You can't, there's no way you'd be able to stay away from it.
Really?
And that's the way I think. There would be no way you could. Because you'd go there and you'd be sitting down and at a party or something, and it's because you need to be warm, you know. You can't sit there and... Everybody's, you know, because people get that thought in their head. They're like, I'm a loser, you know, because I don't do this and I don't do that.
Drugs keep you away from that feeling like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's one prevalent thing I heard in there. It's keeping warm. Obviously, that's the bottom line. Do you agree, Wendy, that...
Yeah. Well, when you're getting high, you don't notice your hunger pains and you don't notice how cold you are. I mean, in 40 below weather, I was running around in jean jacket and tennis shoes. I didn't notice how cold it was. I can feel it.
Wow. What's going through your mind? I mean, were you lonely? Or were you?
No. I had my drugs and I had my friends. I didn't need anything else. Well, looking at it then, I didn't need anything else.
Looking at it now?
Yeah. I have a different perspective of when I did that stuff.
Really? What's changed your mind?
Well, drug treatment and just coming back. And when I came back, I started getting into it again. I guess my boyfriend basically kept me out of it. Now I don't need it. I mean, I got to the point where I'd party again once in a while on the weekends. But
mm-hmm.
I just kind of mellowed out on it. I don't know. Got burned out, I guess.
You know, something that I did a show once last year with that dealt with drugs mainly. And one of the girls that was on made a comment that was, from what I understand, true and very sad, was girls in particular will do kind of whatever it takes to get drugs.
Some girls are like that.
A lot of people, when they're out on the run and they have no place to stay, they'll do about anything to get a place to stay. You know, that's mostly what they're worried about right around the time. And right around 11, 12 o'clock, they're like, I need a place to stay. They're not thinking about nothing else. They're thinking about a place to stay. And, you know, and a lot of girls, they'll do anything to stay anywhere. If it comes down to sleeping with a 60-year-old man, a lot of people would do it, you know.
Just for a place to stay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody personally, but, you know, it's just, you know, when you're on the run, like guys, I don't know what guys do. I don't really care. But, you know, you just mainly, I mean, you just, and then there's sometimes, you know, I don't know anybody personally who would do anything for drugs, because, you know, when you do drugs, you know the people who do drugs, you know, and when you do drugs and, you know, with a lot of people, you know, who has it all the time. And if you get to become really good friends with them, you don't need to, you know, do anything for them. You know, you just ask them, get me high. Let's go smoke a bowl. They'll be there willing because, you know, people who smoke pot and get along with people that smoke pot and, you know, they like getting high, so they go do it.
And help each other out. Kind of sounds, Wendy, you were talking before about living in the apartment things and how you had 5 or 6 people living in there. Was that your family?
Yeah, basically. People, when you're out in the run, you're out in the cold, people aren't real, well, if you're in a certain group kind of thing, clique, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like a family. You guys stick together. If someone has a place that they're staying and they have room, you'll stay with them, or the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Why, your apartment, you know, was kind of that place, I think, for a lot of people. Is that true?
Yeah.
A lot of people stay there. Why'd you get kicked out?
Well, the manager, we weren't partying or anything that night, but the manager came down and said that we were being too loud the night before, so he just said that I wanted you guys out. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Did you have what's this apartment like? What?
Skanky.
Furniture?
No. All it was just a bed. And I mean, it was a big room, but it was a bed and a dresser, a small refrigerator. It was a place, I don't know what you'd call it. It's kind of like a motel. You'd have your kitchen. You share your kitchen with everybody that was in that building. You share your TV, cable with everybody that's in your building. The people in the building really helped you out, too, with food stuff.
What finally drove you to go back home?
I didn't want to go back home. I had gotten busted from being a run. One of the girls that I was with, her friend or somebody called the cops, and it's because they saw us at a certain place, and they called the cops and had the cops come get us.
What did the cops say to you when they got there?
They asked for the girl that I was with. And we made up fake names, and I guess he obviously took that we were both runaways, so he searched us, and then he put us in the car.
When did you finally tell him your name?
Yeah, once he took us to the police station and had us handcuffed. Yeah.
What was that like the first time?
The first time going to the police station? I was scared. I was like, oh, great, this is nice.
Again, if you have any questions or comments for Wendy or Stephanie, give us a call at 474-5044. Even if you don't want to be on the air, if you just like to ask a question, write our engineer and he'll pass it on to me. That number is 474-5044. What is out there? If you're out on the run, you were talking about Maria earlier, who helped out.
Mm-hmm.
Any other agencies, people that you turn to help out? The police? Anything?
Well, if you want to get out of it, you want to get out of the place where you're staying, you're tired of living that life, you can always go to a Fairbanks counseling or a
family
counseling
focus.
Place. Yeah, Family Focus, that's what I was thinking of. Or social services, and they'll usually either try to, if you want to get back home, they'll call your parents and say, look, this is the deal. Or if you don't want to live at home but you want to get off the streets, you know, they have a foster home where you could be put in.
Have you ever lived in a foster home?
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, the first one I didn't like. she was unfair. She liked this one kid, and I don't know how to describe it, but she was, I don't know, there was something wrong with her mentally or something. And she'd sit there and say, you know, I'm all you have, I'm all you'll have, an 18-year-old. So I didn't like the place. I thought she was kind of crude.
And then you went on someplace else?
Yeah, I ran away from there, and they put me in a different one.
Mm-hmm. And what about from there, where'd you go?
Another foster home.
Uh-huh. And when did you finally go back home?
The only time I ever went back home was when I was in the foster home. I called my mom a couple times, and she'd come and visit me once in a while.
Was that?
It was awkward. You felt really out of place because you don't really know what to say to your mom after she knows that you've done all this, and you're like, you're halfway sober, and you're like, so how are you doing? You know.
Do you guys get along now?
Yeah, we're practically like best friends now.
Really? What caused the change?
Milam, just different things. I don't know. Jail scared me the most, I guess, is what. They put me in jail for 3 days before they. It was either that or 4 years in jail, going to Milam or 4 years in jail, and I went to Milam. And once I got back from Milam, I was using a little bit. As the time grew on, me and my mom just became more and more friends.
How about your father?
Well, he's home off and on. He's not really home all the time, but when he's home, it's okay until he gets to be there too long. He, overstays it. I'm not used to having him around ever since I was a little kid, so it's just kind of weird. And he gets real, he has a short temper. Now a short temper, we're almost like identical, so we kind of seem to clash.
What was your childhood like?
I was an only child until about 8 or 9. Then my sister was born. My mom and my dad were kind of the, late starters and partying and stuff. So my parents, by the time they had me, they were kind of into partying, throwing parties and all that. And they got divorced once. They were just trying to have a good time, kind of messed up their lives, and they got back together.
How's your little sister?
Mm-hmm.
How's she doing?
She's totally opposite of me. She cries when she gets a DT on the bus, something, a little misconduct or something on the bus. She thinks the world's caving in, so.
You know, there's a advertisement out right now, and Stephanie, I'm going to ask you this question. Of the shows a boy and his dad comes in the bedroom and the kid has drugs on him, and the father says, "Where'd you learn that?" And the kid said, "From you." Right? Is that real? Is that realistic? I mean, you were talking about how Wendy, how your parents were partying when you were younger. Did that influence you? Did you know they were doing that? Do you understand?
Well, my dad's smoking influenced me because I was smoking when I was little. I was third or fourth grade. And my dad drank. I always saw him drink, so I thought, okay, that's normal. And I saw a couple of his friends smoke pot and stuff. Half the drugs I just learned, hey, that kind of looks interesting to try. Why not, And I got nothing left to lose.
Really? Stephanie? Did you, what was your childhood like when you were younger?
I don't know. It's pretty good, I guess. But I don't know. As soon as I was about 10 years old when I started, smoking pot and stuff. And I guess your first high is your best. That's always your best. And, I don't think you learn it from your parents. I think you learn it from other people, because your parents are there and they're like, they're like, no, I don't want to, do this stuff around my kid. At least that's the way my parents are. My parents, they drink, yeah, but they're the age and they're loud, so I let them.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by they're loud?
They're loud. I mean, they say, there's a law against you have to be 21 to buy and to get into the bars. I think that's a fair enough age, I think it's fair, but I just think it's fair. They can drink. I don't care. I don't care if they don't offer me none. I don't care.
How would you, when you're living on the road, how would you come up with alcohol? I mean, you couldn't buy it.
Go to parties.
Have people buy them for them. There's always someone out there that will buy it for you.
Go to parties. That's the best way. especially if you don't have no money, go to parties. They don't charge you.
Some parties they do.
Some parties, but most parties they don't.
What are most parties like?
Most parties, rad. They're pretty cool.
Kegs sitting in the bathroom or, you know, people pouring them.
Yeah, sometimes there's parties where everybody knows everybody and you just all sit and, you know, you know, people all be talking to everybody and somebody will tell a joke, you know, and everybody laughs at it. And then there's some parties where there's groups here and little groups there and little groups over there sitting and talking, you know. That's not a good party. A good party is when everybody's talking together, you know. I like getting high, you know. I do like it. I gotta admit it. Everybody, you know, if you've done it before, a lot of people, you know, they can't. If people get high and they sit there and say, I don't like it, you know, there's no sense in doing it. You know, I liked it, yeah.
Do you still use them?
No. Not really. Not as much as I used to. I do sometimes. You know, if there's a bowl going around, I might have a hit or so, but I don't do that much anymore. I used to be a pothead, that's what she'd say. You know, just somebody, you know, where you'll sit and just stare at the walls and that'll excite you.
What's, you're back at home now.
Mm-hmm.
You going to counseling at all or anything like that?
No, just go to school.
So you are back in school?
Yeah, I was on correspondence, now I go to school. And I just go home and, you know, sometimes I hang around there. Sometimes, you know, I don't come home till late. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say no more.
Wendy, what about, you're back at home.
Mm-hmm. Everything's cool at home. I don't know. Now that I'm more mellowed out on drugs and stuff, I don't have the. I want my way, and if I don't have my way, I'm going to get it anyway, because I'm not going to listen to you. And I kind of have an attitude, you know. If I don't get my way anymore, I can go, well, okay, I don't like it, but I guess I can handle it this time, you know.
You mentioned a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Still, same one?
Yeah, we've been going on almost a year now. January will be a year. Whoa.
Didn't think about that before.
Uh-uh.
You mentioned before how he kind of kept you away from it all. Did he have a positive influence?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, not anymore. I don't know how he kept me away from it before, but it just.
Stephanie, you're shaking your head.
She knows him.
I know him. He's my next door neighbor. Sorta.
So, you gonna graduate? Going back to school?
Mm-hmm. I'm taking correspondence. I'm doing a lot better. I can handle going to correspondence. When I'm at school, I can't stand the teachers, so I have a tendency to kind of just walk out the door. Just don't come back for a while.
Nessie, you're both what, in high school?
Yeah, I am.
Stephanie, you? High school? Eighth grade?
Eighth grade again, yeah.
Is that tough going back?
No, not really. I like it. Because it's so easy. I mean, I learned all the work. I know how to do it. I just didn't do it. And now I am. I want to get my butt in gear.
You want to graduate?
Yeah, I do. I want to graduate and go to college and become a lawyer.
Good. Nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you for coming on. We're already set 7 o'clock. Boy, real extreme, huh? From Foreman's in an apartment on your own to back at home. I wish you both luck. Good luck with your father.
Thank you.
That's been Straight Talk for tonight, and we will be back next Wednesday night at 6:30 for the second show of the season. So until next Wednesday night, I'm Bill Campbell. Good night.